You are not alone. Trust me. By the time I became a young adult, I thought I had loneliness all figured out. I had moved a lot growing up, so I had plenty of experience leaving my comfort zone to make friends. And when I married the nicest guy around, I knew I would never feel lonely again, right? Wrong. Loneliness in young adulthood is pretty much inevitable, even if it just lasts for a little while. We're inundated by to-dos that keep us running. We're taking on new roles and responsibilities. We're moving away from home and family. We're bombarded with huge decisions. Plus, we're still susceptible to the everyday and not-so-everyday trials of life. All of these things can add up to make loneliness a prevalent feeling among young adults today. Luckily, there are ways to combat this loneliness, and that's what this section is all about. On page 70, Shayla shares how joining the church ultimately helped her overcome her loneliness. On page 74, Mindy teaches us the way we can find and value friendship as Christ did. And on page 76, Shakel gives insights on the many ways we can stop avoiding each other. In digital-only articles, Bella outlines the efforts of good friendships. McKenna shares how she made friends after moving to a new city. Brianna tells how we can remove barriers to friendships. Jess offers 6 unique ways to build friendships you might not have tried before. Kayleen helps us realize that instead of waiting for friendships, sometimes we have to make the first move. And I give tips for those who at times feel lonely within their marriages. There are ways of overcoming loneliness. When we realize that Jesus Christ is always with us, when we see that we are never truly alone, we will have the strength to go outside ourselves, forge healthy relationships, and bless the lives of those around us. From someone who believes in you, Alexandra Palmer. Find these articles and more at ensign.churchofjesuschrist.org or in YA Weekly under the Young Adult section in the Gospel Library app. End of the article. You're not alone. Trust me. Read by Kristen Hawkins.